Oh, wow, look how injured I got today. Whatever I must have been doing surely is a sport. Does this make sense to any of you? Yeah, me either.
Welcome to the Hit Zero Podcast, where our goal is to build better cheer athletes.
Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsors. Hey, thank you so much for your support for the Hit Zero Podcast. Truly could not have done it without Anchor. Anchor has an incredible platform where you can record, edit, and distribute your podcast all from your phone. You guys would be surprised how many episodes I have done from start to finish and distributed it from my phone. It's really, really, really incredible. Now, what you have to do is you can either go to anchor.fm. That's their website. You can go there, you can get started, or you can download the Anchor app. It's available in all of the app stores that you can get for your phone, and you can start right away. And believe it or not, you can actually make money from your podcast, and you don't even have to have a certain amount of listeners. Just by having one listener, you can start to make money from your podcast. So if you're interested in making a podcast, check out anchor.fm or check out the app store, download Anchor, and I cannot wait to hear your first episode. So there is one thing that I have noticed the last couple of weeks that really is kind of getting under my skin. And that is posts that I see on social media with people injured, like busted lip or busted today, the picture I saw, busted cheek and scratched up eyebrow, gashes, bleeding, broken bones, bruises, concussions, all this stuff. And these images are used to argue that cheerleading is a sport. You know, you have some caption with these pictures that says, so you say cheer isn't a sport, blah, blah, blah. And I just want to say that that is the dumbest thing I have seen in a long time. You know, the first couple I saw, you know, I was supportive and like, yeah, you know, you guys do work hard. So yes, there's going to be bumps and bruises and things like that. But the more that I see, the more that I realize that a lot of our athletes are using injuries as a badge of honor. And no other sport on the planet validates their sport by how hurt they get doing it. And it makes no sense to me why athletes will post these pictures, you know, look how hurt I got. Cheerleading is a sport. If you're using injuries as a metric for how sporty your activity is, that's a really dumb metric because nobody else uses that metric to explain their sport. So a couple of things I just want to tell you guys, first of all, this whole idea of is cheerleading a sport? Is it not a sport? This is not an opinion type discussion. You know, I think there's a lot of confusion in athletes, coaches, and parents about this argument about cheerleading being a sport or not a sport. And I want to clear up some of this confusion today. So this discussion of whether cheer is a sport or not is not based on opinion. You know, do you think it's a sport? Yes, I think it's a sport. No, I don't think it's a sport. All that's great. If you think that something is a sport and you want it to be a sport, that's perfectly fine. There's nothing wrong with that. I don't fault you for feeling that way. The argument about the sport versus not sport is more for regulation purposes and a lot more administrative type things than just purely, is it a sport or not a sport? Believe it or not, when I was doing camps with UCA, with varsity, the president of the company stood in front of our work week, in front of the staff, and told us, actually, no, I take that back. I'm sorry. It was when I was in high school. It was my high school camp at Alabama. The owner of UCA was standing, came and visited our camp, and we had this whole discussion about, is cheer a sport? And this guy owned the company, and he told every one of us, cheerleading is not a sport. So he wasn't saying that like he didn't believe that our athletes are athletes. He didn't say it because he didn't personally, in his opinion, feel that cheer wasn't a sport. What we're talking about here is regulations at different levels of cheerleading. There are states that have recognized cheer as an actual recognized sport, and it actually takes away from the growth of the sport in those areas. And this is not my opinion or what I think. This is from the president of USA Cheer, Bill Seeley. It's from the presentation that he gave at the USASF national meeting. In states where bills come up to make cheer a legal and recognized sport, there's a lot of regulatory things that go with it. And a lot of that can stifle the growth of cheer. So another thing that kind of falls in line with that is what's called Title IX, which if you haven't heard of Title IX, or maybe you have, Title IX, as simply as I can put it without getting into the minutia of it, is regulations for colleges with male and female athletes and having to have, you know, participant numbers be equal, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And so when cheer is recognized as a sport, a Title IX sport, again, regulations have to be met. So when it comes down to this argument of cheer is a sport, cheer is not a sport, it's not, there's nothing that is taking away from the athleticism of our sport or our activity by calling it a sport or not a sport. There's nothing that takes away from what our athletes do, how hard they work, you know, what they're able to accomplish, the blood, sweat, and tears that go into it. Yes, that stuff is real. And yes, that stuff does happen in other sports or athletic activities. But it also doesn't happen in other sports and activities. No one would say that golf isn't a sport. I mean, some people would, I guess. Can't say no one. But I'm sure most of us agree golf's a sport, right? How many times do you see bloody, busted up, you know, gashed eyebrows and things saying, man, I sure had a tough golf day today. Man, I was so sporty. No. On the flip side of that, you have like boxing or martial arts or mixed martial arts. And are you going to see injuries and bloody noses and stuff there? Of course you are. But they don't then go, wow, we're way sportier than golf is, right? So this whole idea of using injuries as this validation for what we do is really dumb. And it actually goes against us, and it goes against the sport. Remember, guys, like there's a reason why a lot of rule changes happen so often with what we're able to do in competition, on sideline, on different surfaces, you know, a basketball court versus a field. The reason why these regulations change is because the insurance companies will mandate that something is not legal because it is too unsafe. So, you know, when we were in camps, we used to joke we're one major injury away from, you know, being the end of cheer. And we, you know, we still say that now. It's a real thing. So we have to stop blasting out this whole idea that in order to be athletic, we have to be injury prone. We have to have injuries have to be part of it. Because remember, what you post on social media also gets seen by people that have nothing to do with cheer. And so when you ask somebody who may have no idea what cheer is, what they know about cheer, and they say, well, really don't know much. Well, the first thing you show them is a busted eyebrow that's bleeding like crazy that needs stitches and say, yep, this is it. This is our sport and we're sporty because of it. That makes no sense. And you're making a bad impression on people that don't know about cheer. Cheer is in a great place right now. We are one of the only youth sports. Actually, I think we're the only youth sport right now that is actually continually growing. And we talked about that a bit on the last episode. So let's not stifle our growth. Let's not take away from what we're doing by trying to prove a point to people that don't matter. So what if people don't think it's a sport? Again, opinion. But the opinion parts don't matter. What matters is you go out, you work hard, you accept that, yes, there may be times when we get injured, but that doesn't define us. And that's not what we want to show the public. So my request for coaches, athletes, program owners is to make a conscious effort to stop this stupid posting that's trying to prove something to the world by how injured you get at practice. We believe it's a sport. You as a participant believe it's a sport. And again, who cares if somebody doesn't think it's a sport? In fact, remember, some states having it listed as a sport actually is not good for the team, for the program. It's not good for the sport. So that being said, continue to post to social media, guys. Have fun. You know, be safe on social media, obviously, but showcase what you're doing athletically. Showcase tumbling, showcase jumps, showcase pyramids and dance. Showcase all the things that actually make us athletes instead of trying to validate that what we do is hard by how injured we get.